From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. The Afro-Cuban duo known as Ocan is now based in Canada, and their music combines the traditional chants and rhythms of the Afro-Cuban tradition with the sounds of contemporary pop and jazz. And both of them are classically trained musicians, so there's a lot going on in Ocan's music. Their latest album is called Ocan Tomi, and it brings the duo to our studio. They'll start us off with this song called Oriki Oshun.
Yalote, ilate koyuo, ebu iyo chare. Yalote lo momolo yumo morima tatara. Yalote lo siwa titi leko aporo la yumo legete mi papo. A mamá la osisu muñate puyo lote milondo le jire bifala para la osio. E bifala para si don dolorefa. Late koyuo mi labona te kunache. Yeah, 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 oh, yeah, we want se moro efa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Check it, check it, check it.
That is the duo Okan live here in our studio and their song Oriki Oshun from the new record, the most recent album called, is it Okantomi? Am I saying that right?
Okantomi.
Okantomi.
There you go.
All right. Let me introduce you to that was Elizabeth Rodriguez, you just heard, correcting my pronunciation.
Okay.
Also singing and playing the violin, which is what we actually brought her in here to do. The song began with Magdalis Savin doing Magdalis. It almost sounded like a chant at the beginning of that
song. It's a prayer.
And we heard the water sounds.
Oh, yes.
Because Oshun is she's the Orisha associated with rivers, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And on the record, the track is simply called Oshun, but you call it Oriki Oshun. What does that mean?
Honestly, at the beginning of the song, when we created the song, we decided to call it just Oshun. But then we went on Spotify, and there are so many songs called like that. So we had to
She's a very popular deity.
Something extra, so it will stand out, or it was easier for finding. So that was completely a strategy.
Yeah, and it's the goddess of fertility. That's why it's so popular. Every single woman pays tribute to Oshun, in our religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that religion is
Santeria.
Yes.
And the language, is that one mostly in Lukumi?
Exactly. It's mostly in Lukumi, but as you know, colonialism happened and then everybody got mixed. So we have words that are from Congo, that are from Yoruba, and it's different things. It's all a melt pot. And then the way we kept practicing it in Cuba, then it keeps changing and changing, and even up until now, some people say the same word in different pronunciations. And it's not that it's wrong. It's just that it was passed down generations by generation, but just mouth to mouth. So
right. Okay.
You lose a little bit of it.
So Oriki Oshun, the name of that. I should just say that digitally, when you get the file, it just says Oshun.
Yeah, I know. I know, because that's the old file.
Yeah. Now, and then there's another Orisha who is the subject of a song on this record, and that is Elegua, and that track also has another title, right?
Yes.
Which is?
Echuniwe. And that was because after, Max finally got initiated in the religion last year, and then that is her name in the religion, Echuniwe.
Yes.
And my name in the religion is Okantomi, so that's why but I'm older, so I get to pick the name, the title name. I've been in the religion
hierarchy
for almost 20 years.
And what does Okan mean?
Okan means heart.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that a Yoruba word originally?
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So how long have the two of you been doing this, and did you start here in North America, on the mainland, or did you start on the island?
So we started, we are musicians from Cuba. We were classically trained from Cuba, but we moved to Toronto. So we actually met in Canada.
Yeah.
We met in Toronto and playing as part of another project. And then we just decided, we connected so well. We decided to form our own project and also get married and everything else. Well, But it was great. We just started creating all this music. Elizabeth, it's a fantastic composer, and her lyrics.
She convinced me that I could do it.
Exactly.
I was not sure at all that I wasn't showing my music to anybody. She's the one that convinced me. Said what? We have to do this.
This is good. Let's make an arrangement of this, and then we're gonna put this and that, and then we created this whole thing, and plus the vocal sort of thing, and
She's the arranger. She's amazing at putting it together. I just give her this tiny draft, and then she's create this bigger thing.
So, which is why, Mags, you're the one triggering the backing tracks,
yes.
And all, because that's basically...
Musical
that's
director.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly, that's me.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, before Magdalis gets hold of these things and fleshes them out, what do you come up with? How deeply rooted in the chants and the rhythms of Santeria are the original thoughts?
Honestly, everything happens very natural, and I write a lot of songs in Spanish that are only about regular love life and hate, all kinds of things, ex-husbands kind of songs too, all those things. But with this album, we travel a little bit deeper because I've been accepting more of who I am, which is my family gave me the religion and the chants mm-hmm. and the culture and all of that. But then I went to a music school where they stripped me away of all of that and classically trained me. An Ukrainian woman that didn't let me move with a violin, and all those things happened. And then this is why this album, After Therapy, we just decided to mix both worlds, because we are those two things, you know? Right. And the same way that we are from the African diaspora, but we're also from the Spanish. So we also mix those things, because the Spanish gave us a lot of music, too. So
I did want to ask the two of you about being classically trained and stepping into this older tradition, but let's hear another song first. And actually, O Canto Mi, the title track from the album. And this one, you mentioned Elizabeth writing in Spanish. There's some English.
This is in Spanglish, my dear. This one is in Spanglish because we have been living outside of Cuba for more than 10 years now. Yeah. And Canada has welcomed us, and we are new Canadians, and we are, believe it or not, with a flow and all super cool, but we are kind of like complaining about the fact that being an immigrant is not always as easy, or Canada is not always as welcoming. Sometimes when people try to make you feel a little bit less just because you're an immigrant and you don't speak the language, or you don't deserve all the kinds of things. Canadian people are amazing, and I'm just basically talking about the government.
Right.
Here.
Well, you can say that about people around the world, right?
Exactly.
You
know, exactly. People are people.
Exactly.
And governments are governments.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't want my Canadian friends to get offended.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No.
All right, well, let's smooth over any hurt feelings with a little music.
Here exactly. is O Canto Mi.
Here is O Canto Mi from the band O Can.
My goddess Oshunda protects me from you. No matter how hard we can work, tú siempre te crees el mejor. We came here with nothing but solito frustraciones, las convierto en songs. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
tocar ese violín, muchacha.
Okay.
Well, that is the band Okan, the duo here live in our studio, and the title track from their most recent album, Okantomi. You said, Elizabeth, that's your initiate name, right?
Exactly, and it means Oshun's heart.
Okay. You also mentioned before, you know, going to conservatory, Ukrainian teacher didn't want you to move. I wanted to ask each of you in turn about your experience as classically trained musicians. Elizabeth, you first, because apparently this Afro-Cuban, the Santeria tradition is something within your family.
Exactly.
So you had this when you went off to school.
I knew a little bit about it, but because it comes from my father's side, I got closer to my father's side and the religion once I was a little bit older, all by myself. I wasn't sure how I was going to use it. Honestly, it was just like I was absorbing it.
Right.
And then many years later is when I'm starting using this. So I keep going to my music school. I was the youth orchestra symphony. The master.
Concert master.
You know, concert master of the youth orchestra. And I was doing a lot of interesting things, but more into this classical world.
Right.
And it wasn't until I left Cuba that I went back to my roots, like many, many immigrants, they do.
Right.
I went back to my roots and I looked deeper in what I wanted. And also because I met Mags and we started just discussing this. And it was very natural, very natural that it happened.
But in conservatory... What is your experience? I mean,
traumatic.
Traumatic.
Yes.
So you're expected to forget all the stuff that you learned on the streets and in the...
Yes, it wasn't cool. You cannot play like popular music. The school will just look at you like, oh, you're dreaming. You're out. That's it. Like, you're not in this
you're
seriously.
You're not serious.
Serious enough.
Serious.
Yes, exactly. And my violin teacher, I remember her telling me, like, every time I went up and danced, like, with my friends that were playing, like, salsa, my violin teacher, when I come down, she would say, like, cabaretera descarada. It's like, cabaret girl.
You're like a cabaret girl.
Which now is my dream. I would love to wear a cabaret. But honestly, she made me forget who I was for a long time and all the things that I wanted with music, but... gave me the skills. Like, I can play and read music like, you know, like a soldier.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
So I am grateful to that, too. And now I understand that all I need to do is just mix both. But it was traumatic.
Now, Magdalis, you, as a percussionist, you know, you would think that even in the conservatory there would be some acknowledgement of just the riches on the island where you grew up.
I know. Like, the acknowledgement is there, but you're not allowed to play that.
Really?
Yes. At school or encouraged. So in my case, I had two problems. The first one, like, a percussionist is a... it's a whole world of different instruments, and it's all classical instruments, so you have a lot to learn.
Is it all men?
Many. And all men. That's the other problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So I used to be a pianist, so I used to play the piano, and then I wanted to switch to percussion, and then my mom wasn't agreeing to it, and the school was like, why? It's like, why are you doing this? I'm like, I want to change, and I would like to do percussion. But everybody, like, criticized that first attempt of me being independent and making my own choices. So I did it. Anyway, I forged my mom's signature and said, like, she agreed for me to change instruments. So I did it. And now she is actually grateful.
Okay.
I did that, but it took a long time to show them that, like, okay, I can do this.
Where is your mom? She's
in Cuba.
She's in Cuba.
Yeah, she's in Havana.
So what brought the two of you to Canada in your separate journeys?
Okay.
For me, it was a classical festival, classical music festival, thanks to a sponsor that I met in Cuba. And then I came here. I moved to the States, actually. I lived here for a year and a half. And then I went back to Canada. And then I stayed. That's when I moved to Toronto. And I met her performing with another band.
Right.
The band that I came with. So I came, I went to Canada. With a band with Jane Bonnet and Makeke, which is a band that we were touring Canada, and all of a sudden we were winning a Juno as well. And then we're like, okay, you know what? This is it.
The Juno being the Canadian version of the Grammys.
Of the Grammys, exactly. So that was my first Juno because I had compositions in that album. Like, wow. we all composed there. Like, we were so happy, and this world was like new possibility. So I decided to make Canada my home.
So there are, you know, some the album version of Oshun, the first track you did, there's another voice there. I mean, there are guests who come and go.
It is important to have guests because music is made by a community, right? Like, that's the whole point.
Collaborations are important.
So who's the flute player on Guerrero?
Anne Phong. She's a
Vietnamese-Canadian fantastic player, like flute player. She's like very tiny. She looks so tiny. But then when she sounds that flute, she's amazing. She sounds like a giant.
We also have Lara San John, which is an amazing...
Oh, the violinist.
The violinist.
Lara,
also
Lara
our
has
friend.
Been here. Yes.
Yeah. We're going to her house later tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lara San John is in the record Preludio Changui, which we did. That's one of the songs where we're embracing our classical roots and all of it. And then Lara, we have a battle between Cuban violin and classical violin. Super cool.
And that track, Preludio y Changui, I mean, it's a prelude, so it starts in the classical world, and then you get into that Changui style, which is from, that's Guantanamo.
Exactly.
Deeply rooted.
Yes.
So there was one article that talked about this, and they were saying, like, these girls are putting together, like, 5,000 miles away of music and 500 years.
Oh, that was song lines.
And the song lines, exactly. That was the song line article.
The band is Okan. The album is called Ocanto Mi, and they're playing for us. Now, this next title is easy enough. La Reina del Norte, the Queen of the North.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who does that refer to?
Myself, my dear.
Really? You asked that question.
Okay, so everybody knows that there is this big telenovela series called La Reina del Sur, which is about a woman that came into this drug world
cartel.
And cartel thing, and she figured it out, and she was fierce and all that. It has nothing to do with that. But what gave me the inspiration of the name was like this resilience to the North that for the longest time I was always afraid of it, and it made me feel bad and stuff. And then once I finally decided embracing it and said, like, actually, being in a cold place makes you stronger. And it switched my mind. And then also... You know, all these reggaeton guys, they all talk about, like, themselves and do, like, oh, I'm the best and this and that. I was like, why don't I do that, too, like, in my own version? you know, I feel like Reina del Norte, if you believe it, let's do it. Let's roll with it.
All right. So Elizabeth is now the star of her own little telenovela.
Yeah. Yay. And my violin teacher is rolling because I am, dancing and moving my butt every time I'm playing this now.
And we use that conga santiaguera, which is from my city. We use the conga to blend those two worlds, the classical world plus the Cuban popular world.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to have fun.
All right.
La Reina.
Let's hear it. La Reina del Norte from the band Ocan.
So when I'm party, see you in Guanajuato.
Reina del Norte, the Queen of the North. That yes. is the duo Ocon live here in the studio. Fun video for that.
Yeah. Yes.
Where did you shoot that?
Downtown
All these people,
Toronto.
Really?
We were playing with another band that we have a bigger band that we play timba. It's called Habana Ventú, which is like means Habana Ventú.
Like
means
anybody can play. Like yeah. come and play. That's
and it's more about timba and playing local. And we had that concert with them, and then we wanted to shoot this video, and so I just switched clothes and yeah. then put everybody out on the street. Like, let's do that. It was literally taken in two takes.
Wow. Yep. Well, it just seems like everyone's having a party.
It was a party.
Yeah.
It was a blast.
So what happened? I mean, this album, you know, has been out now for, you know,
A couple of months.
Mm-hmm. And you would have written it and recorded it way before that. So what do you work? What's next for Ocon?
Well, that took 3 years to make. Mm-hmm. We are already moving towards working with new producers and different kinds of creating music, and also touring.
Right.
And the Kennedy Center is sold out.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And then we're back. Oh, we're gonna have a Lincoln Center. We just got that offer. Yeah. Lincoln Center. Yay. I think is April 5th.
April 5th.
Well, but visit the website and stay connected with us, ocanmusica.com.
Okay.
And then you can find out where we are.
Yep. All right. Look for you at Lincoln Center in April then.
Yeah, yes. That would be great.
All right. Well, Elizabeth Magdalis, it's yes. been great having the two of you here playing for us. Congratulations on the record. And
thank you.
Enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, New York.
This is great.
Ocon Tomi is the name of the latest record by the band Ocon. And Irene Trudell is our technical director. Karen Havlick is our producer, shooting videos of the performances in the studio today. I'm John Schaefer. You can keep up with everything we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. Just text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.